Tiger is now 4 years, 4 years without winning a major title. And he did not break par in any of the final, or actually last two rounds, Saturday and Sunday rounds at a major this year. So 8 rounds on Saturdays and Sundays in the four majors, he did not break par one single time. In fact, the weekend at the PGA Championship, started the weekend tied for the lead, ended up with the worst score in those 2 days of anyone in the top 35. Let's bring in Ron Cyrak, executive editor from Golf World Magazine, joining us right here on the Norris and Davis Show. Of course, follows Tiger a lot. You can follow him on Twitter at Ron Cyrak. That's S-I-R-A-K. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So I know that this is probably taboo, but could you possibly say that if his name was not Tiger Woods, if it was Joe Smith, and you look at his scores in the majors, the first couple of rounds when he's been in the lead in a number of majors this year, and the last couple of rounds where he's yet to break par, that he's choking?
Well, you know, here's the odd situation that we're in. He's won three times this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, by that standard, he's one of the best guys on tour. On the other hand, when it comes to the major championships, he's become just another guy out there. And he's gone 14 straight majors now without winning since he won at Torrey Pines in 2008 U.S. Open. 8 of those 14 times, he's had a chance to win. 7 of those times, he finished in the top 6, and then he was T11 at the PGA Championship over this past weekend. So he's been there. And the greatest closer in the history of the game all of a sudden can't close anymore.
And Ron, I just read something. His answer for not winning or playing kind of poorly this weekend was he was too relaxed. What exactly does he mean by that? Wouldn't you think that make him play better if he were a little bit looser?
You know, when I heard those words coming out of his mouth, the first thing that popped into my mind is sports psychologist. You know, he's working with somebody. Somebody is like trying to change his mental attitude out there, and he seemed to be saying somebody tried to change my attitude towards playing, and it was a mistake. I need to go back to being the snarling guy that I'm used to being. I think he sounds to me like a guy trying to talk himself into playing better golf.
And, you know, it's funny you mentioned it. We kid around the show, and obviously, you know, it's a morning sports show, so we push it a bit. We say that he needs another waitress. He needs to live that lifestyle. Is there any credible credence to the fact that maybe he needs to go back to being that snarling guy that leads that life he used to lead?
Yeah, I think we've seen it in other athletes at other times. I mean, I can even think of a couple of baseball players who, you know, had drinking problems and were very, very good players and got sober and then became not so good because a piece was missed. I mean, you know, it's a delicate chemistry that you mess with there, no question about it. There's something missing in Tiger that disappeared post-scandal. Now, you know, I think this is a complex, perfect storm in there. He's had physical problems with the knee. He's had technical problems with swing changes. But I think some of the mental distractions, the off-course stuff, chipped away at that aura of invincibility, that mythological belief that he was on a pedestal way above everybody else. Neither he nor his opponents feel that way now.
Talking with Ron Cyrak, executive editor of Golf World Magazine. I want to go back to this whole Tiger's performance in the weekends and the whole, I hate to say the word choke because he's the he's the most talented guy ever. Yet when I was looking at the scores over the weekend, you go back to his score on Sunday. He shoots par. He shoots 72. Yet you look at all the other guys that were above him. They're all shooting in the 60s. Scores could be made. McIlroy shoots 66 and 67 over the weekend. Tiger shoots 72 and 74. He's competing in the first two rounds of these tournaments. At the British Open, he was 67 and 67. He was tied for the lead at the U.S. Open after two, comes out the next day and shoots 75. What is happening on Saturdays and then Sundays?
Yeah, in the major championships this year, Tiger's scoring average on Thursday and Friday is 70. His scoring average on Saturday and Sunday is 72.87, almost 3 strokes higher on the weekend. I think a big part of it is that the putter, and he does, just doesn't have the confidence in it. He had 48 putts in the first two rounds at the PGA Championship as he shoots 69-71. Then he had 60 putts on the weekend as he shoots 74-72. All of a sudden, when push comes to shove and you're under the pressure of it's a weekend at a major championship, the putts aren't going in for him. And that's, to me, and we've talked about this before on here, in my mind, that started to turn before the scandal. That started to turn in 2009. You know, he could have won three majors in 2009 if he had putted the way he did in 2000. He'd have won the Masters, he'd have won the U.S. Open at Bethpage, and he certainly would have beat Y.E. Yang in the PGA Championship. And, you know, somebody had the great line, it wasn't me, but somebody said, I wonder if we're going to look back at Y.E. Yang as the Buster Douglas of Tiger Woods' career.
Mike Tyson reference. Yeah. Ron Cyrak joins us on the Norris and Davis Show. Ron, we've asked you this before, I guess. As more time, you know, there's more time and distance from this scandal. Do you see him becoming the Tiger of old ever, given the, you know, the way he seems to be living now?
No, because and for a couple reasons. One is, in December he's going to be 37 years old. Yeah. He's been doing this for a long time. You know, just the way that, you know, Alex Rodriguez is never going to be the Alex Rodriguez of 2000 again, you know, and and Tiger's never going to be the Tiger Woods of 2000 again. That was as good as it gets. That was Orson Welles making Citizen Kane at the age of 26, you know. That was just he painted his masterpiece at a very, very young age. He's not going to be back there. Now, that's not to say that Tiger Light still can't be better than anybody else out there. The real question we want to get to is, can he win the five majors he needs to break Jack Nicklaus's record of 18 professional majors? And I think right now it's become not only a huge hill to climb, I think it's become an insurmountable hill to climb.
Wow. Well, one more thing for you, Ron. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. He said, can we focus on what the real story here is? And it's not Tiger not winning. It's Rory McIlroy at the age of 23, winning his second major by 8 shots. How great is he right now? And look, he's ahead of Tiger's pace by months, if you will. How great is he? And how great do you think he will be?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'm working on my column for GolfDigest.com, and it'll be up probably in about 2 hours from now on exactly that subject. We've been here before with Rory. We were here when he won a congressional 14 months ago, and we all proclaimed him to be the next Tiger Woods. And then he threw 5 stinkers in a row up at us in the majors, you know, outside the top 25 in the next 5 majors. Now he comes back and he wins again. He's won 2 majors, both by 8 strokes. So here's what we know. He can win runaways. What he's got to prove to us is that he can grind out and win some of the close ones, because that's how you win a bunch of majors. I love Rory's game. I always thought the greatest driver of the golf ball I've ever seen was Greg Norman, and Rory is at least that good, maybe better. He drives the ball unbelievably well, and he putted terrific over the course of the weekend at Kiowa. I think that he's going to be a true breakout superstar. I think his head screwed on straight. I think he learned from the aftermath of that first major. I think off-course distractions got to him. You know, a lot of money comes your way, endorsement opportunities. He has a very high-profile relationship with Carolyn Wozniacki, the tennis player. And he admitted earlier this year that he let some of that get in the way of his practice, of his workout routine. I think he's a smart guy, and I think he learned from the stumble that he had after he won a congressional, and I think he's going to build upon this victory.
Ron, thank you. Your column will be where?
GolfDigest.com.